What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Monday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. Every single morning, you guys hear me talk about OmahaSteaks.com and the OmahaSteaks.com juice URL. Get you there. We drive the traffic to them and we get credit for sending you there. If you guys are interested, looking for something potentially, maybe for the Final Four, maybe for a national championship party. I don't know, maybe a St. Patrick's Day party. That's right around the corner this week. St. Patrick's Day is always a lot of fun. OmahaSteaks.com/juice. If you sign up for a subscription, free burgers for life, 10% off your first order, and a 100% money back guarantee on everything you order at OmahaSteaks.com/juice. All right. There's no other way around it. Yesterday stunk. I'm really happy for Drake. I'm really happy for Darren DeVries. This is like watching a movie all over again with Darren DeVries and Tucker DeVries. The Blue Jays from Creighton did the same thing with Coach McDermott, with Doug and Greg, junior year, winning the Valley tournament, not the regular. I can't remember. I don't think they won the regular season. They might have won the regular season, but they won the Valley tournament. They went and took on North Carolina in the second round and lost. Then they played Duke his senior year, Doug's senior year, and lost. But between the junior and senior year, Creighton went to the Big East, and they went to the Big East tournament final that first year with Doug. That's the year that Doug won the Naismith National Player of the Year award. And Tucker DeVries is going to be in the conversation next year. He'll go back. He's a junior. Drake hit their first 7 threes. Now, I took +7 in game, and oftentimes on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, guys get in. I'll tell you what I bet live, and I bet +7. Ultimately, that cashed. So that mitigated the 0-3 for me, and I went 1-4 or 1-3 on the day. But I mean, still a losing day for me, losing day for the podcast, losing week, and not a great start to March. January was great. February was not good. March has not been great at all. So we got plenty of time to recover in the month. But, you know, if you want to fade these bets, I don't mind it because I've just had one of these stretches. It's a roller coaster ride. This is just what happens, right? You just, when you're betting every day, basketball and hockey can be very volatile. It can be difficult to get into it. And some people are killing it. And that's awesome. I mean, I love when you guys are recommending bets to me, like, hey, why not this bet? Hey, why not that bet? I love that, guys. Really, I do. And I do look at everything you guys send to me, right? I may or may not bet it. I don't know. But I do like the fact when you guys send me tips and plays, they sometimes get to the juice, but most often they won't, just because it should be my handicap and what I'm betting. But I do sometimes bet the plays you guys send me. So I appreciate you guys trying to help. And it's what makes the community so great. You're like, hey, Matt, don't worry about it. Keep your head up. I know you're losing, but you know, I do appreciate it. But you know, I'm going to get a little creative today because, well, maybe it's dumb, but when I get like this and I'm cold, I like to kind of shake things up a little bit and do things kind of out of the norm that I don't normally do. So I've got a 3-leg moneyline parlay. I've got a hockey bet and I've got one college basketball bet to give you guys here on the podcast for today on a Monday. But before I do that, as we hit championship week, if you guys are looking for a book, if you need an out, Bet365 and Betting Pros, we have teamed up together. They're offering you guys a $5 winning first bet will get you $150 in bonus bets at Bet365. Log on to bettingpros.com/365. There you'll be able to go and deposit $10. Minimum deposit required of $10. Make sure you do that. You make a $5 wager. When that wager hits, you can bet on anything you want. When that wager hits, you guys will then get $150 in bonus bets from Bet365. Once again, to get there, bettingpros.com/365. Bettingpros.com/365 for a $5 first winning wager bet. Get you $150 in bonus bets at Bet365, bettingpros.com/365. Okay, it is time, by the way, I add on to college basketball. Buy the future on Tennessee. Buy it at Caesars. It's 14-1. It was 15-1, but that's an off-market price, all right? DraftKings, 11-1. FanDuel, 10-1. Westgate, 10-1. Circa, 10-1. They're 14-1. Now it was 15-1, but I was able to get it at 14 to one. Someone said, Matt, should I buy it at 15 to one? I said, yes, buy it. And when I went to go buy it, it already moved. It was 14 to one. So we're going to jump in with one unit. Again, I tend to bet more than one unit on futures. It's up to you what you want to bet on it, but I do end up doing it. I'm going to say this one time. This will be the last time I will address what we have in the futures market. Okay. I have been asked this question on the Discord channel way too many times. Okay. The future wagers, now there are five of them. Okay. The portfolio will be five. I may add as the tournament goes, but right now, here are the five. The Creighton Blue Jays, 30 to one. Marquette, 20 to one. I got to go back and look. Arizona, I think, is 12 to one. And North Carolina, I believe, is 14 to one. I got to double check on the math there, but there is a future wager. You can get better prices than what I bet, by the way. I'm just telling you what I've played. And now Tennessee at 14 to one. If you're wondering, Matt, you have five units in play and you may not, well, I got to hit on one of those five, right? Well, I mean, there's a lot, 68 teams. You got to be have, no, that's not what we're doing. Okay. Once the teams that I am betting on, and I hope that they all get there, but once they get to the Sweet 16, we will start to bet against them. Some more than others, like a 30 to one on the Creighton Blue Jays. We'll bet two units. Okay. Marquette 20 to one. We'll bet, two units, maybe once or twice. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like we have a lot of wiggle room. So I'm not looking for one of those bets to cash. These are hedge positions to work off of as the tournament goes. That's why I wanted 15 to one. I'll take 14 to one, but nothing below that. Okay. If by the time he gets there, if you're following this strategy and it's 12 to one, 10 to one, don't buy it. Okay. That's not enough value in there. We can't work off that. You got to have enough value on this to work off of it. Okay. So the five teams to win the national championship: Creighton, Marquette, Arizona, North Carolina, now Tennessee. That's the last time I'm going to address that. Okay. Save this podcast, send it to your friends. If somebody on the Discord channel says, hey, at Sports Talk Matt, can you tell me the position that the five teams you have futures on? Reference the podcast on what, 311, right? Hey, 311. Good band for this. Okay. So there we go with Tennessee. Now to tonight. Santa Clara is 9.5 point dogs to St. Mary's. The first two times St. Mary's and Santa Clara played, they had Joshua Jefferson. They will not have Joshua Jefferson, St. Mary's. He's out for the year with a knee injury. There's also some bench and some depth questions here for an injury that may come into play with a backup center for St. Mary's who may not be available tonight. But I don't think that makes that big of a difference to me. What does make a big difference is that Santa Clara is 12-5 away from home and 13-3-1 ATS in the West Coast Conference. That's unbelievable. 10-6 St. Mary's. They're really good. They're 7-6 on the road. They're 6-4 over their last 10 games. But St. Mary's is in the tournament. They know this. Santa Clara is not. They got to win the West Coast Conference to get in. Now, 9.5 is a lot of points. But the first time these two teams played, it was, well, not pretty. It was first time. They were at home. St. Mary's walked into Santa Clara, catching 6.5, road favorite. St. Mary's won the game by 24 points, killed them. Second meeting, though, St. Mary's went on the road. Santa Clara went on the road to St. Mary's. They were 14-point dogs, lost by 5. They were in that game. Chance to win the game. St. Mary's destroyed San Diego. They're laying 11.5. They won by 25 points. They have played on this court already. St. Mary's hasn't played. This is their first game. They've not played since the 2nd of March. Had about a week off. You could bet first half if you want. I thought about it. Take Santa Clara first half, plus 5, plus 4. Not a horrible bet. Okay, I'll probably sprinkle on it myself. But I think Santa Clara may be able to put a fear in St. Mary's here. I really do. I think St. Mary's wins the game. But I think Santa Clara at plus 9.5, it just seems too heavy. Okay. Last 10 games, 7-2-1 Santa Clara. They got to win the tournament to get in. They're going to fight, you know, tooth and nail here. I don't think St. Mary's destroys Santa Clara. I'm going to take the 9.5 points. Santa Clara plus 9.5 for 1.1 units. Now, you might go, Matt, what about the Gonzaga game? Here's what I'm going to do. Three-team moneyline parlay. Why? I'm dumb. That's why. But why not? It's only money. I do think St. Mary's wins the game. I do. I don't know. I don't think they cover. I think they win. St. Mary's moneyline. Gonzaga. Well, look, there may only be a couple of teams in the nation hotter than Gonzaga right now. I mean, they are absolutely scorching on fire. They haven't lost a game since St. Mary's on the 3rd of February. They've beat everybody. 32 points, 4, 17, 26, 21, 13, 18, 13. They're killing everybody. You want to lay the points? Lay the points, okay? They beat San Francisco on the road by 18 points. Killed them. First matchup, they won by 5. But that's before they went on this run. The losses this year, I mean, look, it's a tournament setting. So again, same thing. San Fran has played on this court already, but you know, KenPom has it as a 7-point win for Gonzaga. It's an 8-point line. I'm just a little worried about both about St. Mary's and Gonzaga looking ahead to tomorrow night, looking ahead to the championship game and maybe not winning and blowing them out, but maybe just winning. St. Mary's money line. Gonzaga money line. And then for good measure, we're going to throw in Hofstra, who is red hot right now. Hofstra is rolling. Now, if you remember, we faded Hofstra early in the year. When Hofstra played against Stony Brook, we were on Stony Brook. 72-71 win at home for Hofstra. First matchup, 80-74 on the road. They've beaten them twice. Hofstra lost to College of Charleston, lost in the last game of the regular season on the road. That was senior day for Charleston, who we bet against yesterday, and Monmouth laid a big old fat egg. So maybe no, there's not a lot of loss there for losing to them, but you've got a 74-69 win according to KenPom. I don't want to mess around with the number here. I'm not interested in playing around saying, all right, what do we want to do? It's a 5.5-point line. I don't really want to play around with that personally and just say, you know what? Let's just talk money line here. Hofstra's been hot. Hofstra's playing really well. Let's not, you know, go, can you cover the number? I think they can cover the number, but I'd rather just talk about money line and not worry about it. Yes, Hofstra has been okay, 9-10 ATS, but they're on the road, but they're 7-3 over their last 10. Now, Stony Brook's been hot. They've covered 6 straight games, 8-2 over their last 10, 13-2 at home, 10-6-1 on the road, 16-4 in conference for Stony Brook. Okay. They've won 3 games in a row, but lost to Drexel on the road. I mean, they lost to Monmouth by 23 points. All right. Let's give you an idea there. If you don't want to add this leg and you want to go for a different leg, I'm not going to hate on you for doing that. But looking at money line here, I mean, Hofstra's 9-12, 6-11, Stony Brook straight up away from home, 6-11. Now they've won 7 of 10, 4 of the last 5, but so is Hofstra. They're 8-2 straight up over their last 10, 4-1. And frankly, I just didn't think they're the better basketball team. They won both times. I think they do it for a third time here. This is the shakiest of the three legs, obviously, but that's why we're getting plus money here, okay? Plus 116 on this three-leg moneyline parlay. Gonzaga, Hofstra, St. Mary's. Three-leg moneyline parlay for one unit. It's plus 116, all right? Gives you 3 games to watch. If the first 2 legs come in, you can hedge off of it if you want, okay? But you don't have to. It's only a one-unit play. But this is what I do. Will this hit? Probably not. Why? Parlays are a bad idea. That's why we do the don't bet a parlay, but this does not qualify for that. For me, that's a 3-leg parlay. It's got to be at least 6-1 return or close enough to 6-1, somewhere in that ballpark. This is barely, you know, 1-1. Okay. Or just a little bit over 1-1 from a return perspective, but gives us games throughout the entire day. Hofstra, that game starts at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. You got Gonzaga out here on the West Coast. The Gonzaga game will start Or the St. Mary's game will start at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then the the Gonzaga game is late, 8:30 Pacific, 11:30 on the East Coast for you guys. So you have three games to pay attention to throughout the entire night. You can jump in with that. All right. Gonzaga, Hofstra, St. Mary's money line at +116. And we're taking St. Mary's at +9.5. St. Mary's wins. I mean, you know, I mean, or sorry, if Santa Clara +9.5. If St. Mary's loses, then the parlay is dead, and then this bet cashes and it's a wash. So 1-1 and it's done. Okay. Hofstra play might be the most egregious or dangerous, but I think I feel pretty good about Hofstra winning their third straight game over a team in Stony Brook that's okay, but Hofstra's hotter, better than they are. Okay. One more bet, hockey. The Boston Bruins are taking on the St. Louis Blues. Now, Bruins games. You want to bet the draw? Go right ahead. But the Bruins kind of have stopped doing that recently. Bruins killed the Penguins yesterday, or 2 days ago, 5-1. David Pastrnak has had 40 goals this year. Third consecutive year for him with 40 goals. Bruins have 91 points. If you remember, we bet over 98.5 points for the Boston Bruins. We're well on our way to cashing that. They've got 91 points. It would be stunning if the Boston Bruins don't get to over 90 or another 100 point season for the Boston Bruins. But they're playing the St. Louis Blues. And look, Boston's at home. They're 21-7-6 at home. The Blues are 14-18-2 on the road. The total is 5.5. The first time these teams played, it was a 4-3 win for the Bruins. Game went over. FanDuel has this at a 4.5, at a 5.5 number. Bruins beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-1. They beat Toronto 4-1. They lost to Edmonton 2-1. They beat Toronto 4-1. They lost to the Islanders 5-1. Look, I think the Blues will score. The Blues have lost three games in a row. They've given up 4, 4, and 4 in all three of those games. If you want to go team total Boston Bruins over, I don't hate that play either. I will sprinkle on that bet myself coming up here for the Bruins to score. But I do think you're going to see St. Louis score at least 2 goals. I think it's really likely a 4-2 final, maybe a 4-3 final. But man, does St. Louis need a W? The Bruins have been really an up and down kind of hockey team, and they've been giving up goals and giving up goals at home in weird ways. Although they just, you know, Toronto and Pittsburgh, they've shut them down 5-1, 4-1. That's why the number is 5.5. But I just don't trust Boston not to give up goals. Like I just don't trust the Bruins. I don't trust St. Louis either to give up 4 or 5 goals to the Boston Bruins either in sort of a high flying type of hockey game. So I'm going to go over 5.5 for the Bruins and the St. Louis Blues. It doesn't really matter from a goaltending perspective, to be quite honest. I don't think it really matters all that much who's in net for either team. It's pretty much a wash both for the Bruins and for St. Louis. And I mean, this used to be a game where you'd bet it under automatically and be like, oh yeah, 100% we're betting under any game involving the Boston Bruins. The Bruins are 19-14-1 this year at home to the under. But again, this is a Bruins team that just, they can get into shootouts and they don't play the type of hockey when they have a team like St. Louis that wants to go open and play a lot and look to score. There'll be scoring opportunities for the Bruins, and they very well could wind up getting themselves, you know, again, 4 goals. They scored 4 goals the first time they played St. Louis. I think a very similar game is going to happen here with the St. Louis Blues, even though St. Louis on the road is 6-2-2 to the under for there. That's why it's 5.5, but I'm going to go over. I think just I've seen the Bruins play too often where their games are flying over. It's a 4-2 final one way or the other, Bruins or the Blues. We're going over 5.5 at -120 for 1.2 units. Okay. So 3 bets for us here on a Monday. Again, fade away if you want. Hopefully we get off to a better start, but it's not been a very good week or very good month of March so far. Santa Clara +9.5 against St. Mary's for 1.1 units. 3-leg money line parlay of Gonzaga, St. Mary's, Hofstra +116 money line parlay. Bruins Blues over 5.5 at -120 for us with 3.3 units in play here, like usual for us on a Monday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.